producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do today or any particular day where there's something on your mind. We're talking with John, who's a 24-year-old university student who's been on medication for ADD basically for the last 6 years, and he's saying, not crazy about doing this. It really does help, but I have an addictive personality, and I'm just not sure I want to do this the rest of my life, And I basically get a half hour with a therapist once a month, but he's also been in the service, so that means that he has access to the VA. And I said, when it comes to any bureaucracy, be charming, be pleasant, but call every day, because you need to be seen. And we're talking about behavioral alternatives to pharmacology, and I'm saying, look, under doctor supervision, it may make some sense to think about to lowering the dosage or doing the dosage every other day. All sorts of different possibilities, but I don't want you doing that on your own, because it's not a very safe thing to do. But what you can do on your own is some behavior modification, and starting with calling the VA every day, going to bed every night at the same time, getting up every morning. In other words, finding some kind of regimen that gives you some interior kind of order, which may actually help. And you can find out what does work and what doesn't work, being careful about what kind of food you eat, when you eat, adding some exercise in so that your body is working as well as possible, so that you can excrete the stuff that you don't need and metabolize and utilize the stuff that you do need. And I said, in addition, that most people who have trouble with focus can sometimes inadvertently become perfectionists as well, and the way to deal with perfectionism is, and that's what we had started with John, is to make a list of all the things that he has to do tomorrow. And you don't want to do it to begin with more than about 24 hours ahead of time, because you're going to find even when you do it 24 hours ahead of time, you leave off an extraordinarily large number of things, number one. So just, and that's why it's really important to write it down. So the first column is just every task, everything that, even if it's, break for a drink of water, or, go take a bathroom break, or splash water in my face, whatever it is that you think being very systematic, and that's really the word here, systematic about your schedule and about things that you have to do. And that in and of itself, that exercise in and of itself will help you to focus, because you have to figure out exactly what you're going to do moment by moment. The second column is how long you think everything's going to take, and then you leave a blank column. The fourth column is how much pleasure, scale from, you can make any scale you want, probably 0 to 10 is the easiest, where 0 is really no pleasure whatsoever. I don't know that you want to get into negative numbers, but I suppose you can if you want to with your scale. And 10 is that it just makes you ecstatic. And then the last column is how much pleasure you actually get, because it's extraordinary. I mean, no one that I know, other than possibly me, but that's because I've done this exercise and convinced other people to do it as well, that ironing would give you any pleasure. You'd say, well, all right, I have to iron a shirt. Well, no one's going to put that as a high pleasure item until you do it. And for me, bringing order out of chaos really does work. It's very hard to get me in front of that ironing board, but once I start, I'll iron everything. And there's just something for me that just, because there's just that very act of taking something wrinkly and making it all smooth, I'm going to try it on my face next week, really does work. So it's interesting. Again, this is sort of you being more aware. What you're going to find, as I said, is I would be willing to guarantee you're going to find that you don't put a huge number of things down, which means that you're always going to be behind schedule. You're always going to have that sense that something's not getting done, which for all of us, let alone if you've got some ADD, is just, it drains energy and it drains focus, because you're looking back over your shoulder, which of course is a useless direction, as opposed to staying in the moment or being able, and also looking forward doesn't help either. What you want to do is know that list is essentially your guidepost. So all you have to do is follow along. You don't have to look back, and you don't have to look forward. All you have to do is follow along, because you've given so much thought ahead of time to it. That's number... And go ahead.
My biggest issue, that would sound awesome. I'm going to try that immediately as soon as I get off the phone. Another big concern of mine is, for example, a recent example, I was reading about child development. I started making me think about my childhood. Then I started thinking about my favorite toy. Then I started thinking about my aunt who bought me that toy. Then I remembered her birthday's coming up. And 10 seconds later, I'm thinking about what I want to get my aunt for her birthday.
Okay. So in and of itself, that's not necessarily bad. But if you're trying to remember what you've been reading, it's disastrous. Because
right.
You're going to have to go back over that 15 times. So one of the things that you can do, and I do it all the time, I have paper and pencil in every room of my house. And I used to do it on slips of paper, but slips of paper get lost. So I have little notebooks. And I will write down, and it works very well to date it. So that you know when's... So, all right, you're reading about child development, and you're allowed to take... Go ahead and let your mind take a moment and remember your child, then remember the toy, then remember the aunt, then write down... aunt, and so you're not doing it at that moment. You're writing down in your book for things to do tomorrow. Get a card for Aunt Flossie. Okay? Then you can go back to whatever you're reading, and because you've taken an association, but it hasn't really distracted you very much. I don't know how, if it's your book, and I don't know if anybody even reads books anymore. Everybody reads stuff online. It's okay to add little thoughts as you go along, but as long as you keep circling back to the main event. So those thoughts that are distractions will act more as enrichments than distractions. Because the only distraction would be is if you decide at that moment you've got to go buy Aunt Tilly a card. Because that means you're not going to remember what you read. Pardon?
Right. That sometimes happens.
I know it does. I know. So, but because you have that notebook of to-do things, you're going to write that down. And then because it's down there, you don't have to worry about it anymore. It's not banging around the back of your head. And so when you go back to reading about early childhood development, that richness of your childhood, the toy, and Aunt Tilly adds to the meaning of it, which means that you've got three or four more pathways to that information. So instead of being a distraction, it actually can be an enhancement. Right? The distraction would be if you go off to buy Aunt Tilly a card, or you pick up the phone to call Aunt Tilly. No, we're not going to change any behavior. We're going to write it down. So then what that also means is that you may need to leave 15 or 20 minutes to do your to-do list every day. So it doesn't actually have to list all the to-do things, but you can leave. And that may be, for example, you talk about waking up in the morning and feeling kind of punk. Well, instead of popping a pill, maybe what you do is you put on your sweats and you go and you get your bicycle and you go get Aunt Tilly a card. So what you've done is gotten up at a specific time. You have a specific task. It doesn't interfere with the rest of your day. It doesn't take time away from anything else. And you have a sense of accomplishment. So you can see how we're really reprogramming how your brain works. We're not suppressing anything in your brain. We're not disconnecting anything in your brain. We're just taking into account how your brain works and how to make you then be more effective given your style of thought and action. Let me get back to the list for just a second, all right? And then you can add anything else that you want to add. Because I don't have ADD. I get really focused. Because if I don't, you aren't.
My problem.
Well, no, but you can teach it. You can teach yourself.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you really can, and that's my point. This doesn't have to be external. And I'm not saying at this moment, because I don't know whether the external is very helpful to you. You know, the therapists used to argue hugely up until about 15 years ago about whether pharmacology was really the way to treat people or therapy was. And for those of us who are therapists, we said, you don't treat the brain like chicken soup. We don't add a little Parmesan here, a little oregano here. You don't do that. That's a brain. The psychopharmacologist would say, you can't get anybody's attention. You know, what are you going to do with a 2x4 to get their attention? You got to get them focused before they can do any therapy. What we now understand is somewhere between those two extremes is a way of helping people. And so the pharmacology may be temporary. It may be, we try and keep it as minimal as possible. possible to minimize the side effects. But we know that therapy also, that you can self-regulate, you can self-motivate, you can self-mutate. Let me just add two other things so I don't have to hold on to you unless you have another question, which is make sure the next day do a stopwatch and find out that you're going to find out things take longer than you think. And in terms of satisfaction, you're going to find out that some things you didn't think were fun are, and some things that you thought were fun aren't. All right, let me put you on hold if you have another question. If not, you've got the basics. If you've got another question, I'll talk to you in a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855
99 Dr. Joy.
All right, look, you hear me all the time talk about the fact that people are always welcome to call here about whatever it is that's on their mind. And if they got a question, go ahead and call. Well, it turns out that the people in the hall actually will come over to Shane and said, I have a question for her. So, Shane, who is it we're going to talk to? Tom. All right, Tom, what do you do at the station?
I am a board op here.
There you go.
Just right along Shane.
All right. So, so you arm wrestled him to the ground. So he said that you had a question, and I said, well, he's allowed to ask a question. So what's your question?
So my question is, hypothetically, let's pretend that we've solved the problem of aging.
Okay.
And how do we deal with procreation after this scientific revelation, hypothetically? Would we give immortality to a handful of people that we deem wise enough and create our own series of gods and superheroes? Or would we give it to everybody and shut down procreation?
All right, well, let me ask you a little bit about the issue about immortality. Do you get to pick the age at which you become immortal, or is it just you never die? The question is, do you age or do you die? If immortality, by definition, you don't die, or at least you don't die normally, would you age?
Well, let's sum it up to, let's just say we just stop aging. Let's not say we end dying, but, whenever you feel as comfortable, you can choose the age at which you, I think it's telomeres are the aging thing. So let's say we've got a cap on telomeres and we solve that problem. And we just no longer have to worry about aging, if it happens tomorrow, then sure, maybe we'll go get our telomeres tied or whatever and just not age.
Sorry, let me just ask you, if you could not age, would you opt to not age?
Does it have consequence for procreation?
No, well, let's leave that out temporarily. Let's just say.
Well,
you know,
I'd be interested. I would love to see 2 centuries go by. I think that would be a very fascinating viewpoint for a human being.
All right. Well, listen, I mean, the thing is that there's all sorts of complications about it. In theory, have been looking for the Fountain of Youth since, Ponce de Leon and probably before that.
Oh, yeah.
And Methuselah, was. But the first question is, how do you stop the... Well, let's assume that there is a way to stop the process. Where would you choose to stop the process? That doesn't say anything about disease, in theory. It doesn't say anything about... whether your body ages, does everybody opt for, and I guess that's your question, is it voluntary? Is it government determined?
Yeah.
And you said 2 centuries. Well, in theory, if you're going to live forever, 2 centuries.
Yeah, that's not very long
at all. Yeah. So, you can see that most people, when you really talk with them, I don't think necessarily would want to live forever. And did you see Interstellar?
I did.
Okay. Is that what brought it to mind a little bit?
No, actually, I was watching another movie that I can't remember off the top of my head, and there's a third movie, too. Was it Mr. Nobody? I've been Netflixing a lot recently.
There's one called The Giver.
Did
you see that one?
I don't think
Which is not a very good movie, but it basically takes your position, that everybody is young, everybody is healthy, and everybody is bored silly. I mean, one of the things about human beings, and this is something that philosophers have dealt with for a very long period of time, because, in theory, you have to remember, at the time of Christ, which was 2014 years ago, plus or minus 33 years, that the average life expectancy was right around 30. So the fact that Jesus was 33 meant he was a very old man at the time. Must have been very healthy, okay? So now fast forward 2014 years minus 100 years. Okay, so in 1900, the average life expectancy was 48, which meant in slightly less than 2,000 years, we increased our longevity on average by about 50%. We went from 30 plus or minus to about 48.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's about, now from 1900 to 2014, which is 115 years essentially, we've gone from 48, essentially almost double that. So from the point of view of somebody living in Mesopotamia at the time of Christ, we essentially are immortal. We're living three times longer than anybody could have hoped to. And that's assuming that you were healthy. 50% of women died in childbirth. 50% of children died at birth. So, I mean, you're talking about a completely different issue. And so, in theory, if you were wandering around the streets of Jerusalem, 2,100 years ago, and someone said, you can live to be 100, that would have seemed absolutely unbelievable and essentially living forever. Yeah. You would have outlived everybody. You would have outlived essentially three generations. So the question is, number one, at what point would we stop the aging? I mean, do you want to stop it when you're three? If you stop it when you're at birth, then we don't really need to deal with procreation anymore because we've got all these babies around. If we stop it post post-menopause, you guys, I suppose, can still have babies till you're, 406 years old. But you can see that it's not a simple equation, even if we assume that everybody could live long. At what point do you stop? Who gets to choose? What about health issues? What about just things wearing out that you could live, but, I mean, would we replace your heart? Because muscles, I mean, basically, heart disease is the thing that's going to get most of us. It's not cancer, it's not AIDS, it's not, it's heart disease because we got this big old muscle that just finally stops working very well, not to mention the electrical system on it. So what do? We replace parts? Do we replace parts artificially? Presumably, if we're smart enough to stop aging, we're smart enough to not need human kidneys from one person to another. But it becomes a much more, what do we do about work? Do we need to work? What kind of work do we need to do? So the issue of procreation is an interesting one, but the point is if you can stop aging at the moment of birth, then in theory you don't need procreation. You've got babies. And the question is, if we stop the aging at that moment, so you can see how do you stop the aging? What's the consequences of stopping aging? Who determines when you stop? And you're saying you'd like to live 200 years. Would you get tired of living?
Oh, probably. I could not see living more than 500 years and being excited to wake up the next day.
Well, even if you're happy and healthy, and what about the rest of us? What about if you're married to somebody who you want to live 500 years and she wants to live 600 years. What do we do about that? Or she wants to live 300 years. Or that you have kids what do we do about resources? And your point is well taken. If no one dies, the planet can only support so many people at any particular time in terms of food and clean water and air and all sorts of things. So it becomes a very interesting question. The issue is how long do you want to live? And I think for most of us, the answer is as long as I can be healthy and pay attention to what's going on. But would you want, and one of the questions, as you know, that happens in Interstellar is what happens when you are essentially immortal, but the people around you aren't. So, all right, if you want to hang on, Tim or Tom, we can talk about this some more. If not, you can see we've only started asking the questions. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I'm really thrilled and pleased and flattered that that Tom would wander by and ask his question. We can talk about that more in a little bit. Again, it depends. The overreaching notion is that we don't die. The question is, at what age do we live, and how do we live, and where do we live, and who do we live with? And how do we sustain life? And there are some really interesting questions. And we've got Stephen Hawking sort of sounding the alarm today saying artificial intelligence could end mankind. But I think part of that is Stephen, who's clearly a very bright man, being confined in very physical ways instead of saying, okay, I may not live forever, but neither are you.
I think he's the one who said something a couple of years ago about alien life in the same way,
yeah,
too. So,
yeah, yeah. I mean, this is not a new statement. He's been saying this for a very long time. I mean, and RUR, there was a plane, the play was written, I think, in the late 40s, talking about artificial intelligence, and that's where the term robot came from, that they would, you know, they would learn, the machines that could learn, and once the machines can learn, the Antonio Banderas movie this year, Automata, same thing. So these are not new ideas. Jolene, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey. I'm having a marital problem.
Okay.
I've been married to a man for over 2 decades, and we currently don't sleep together, and it's been like over 7 years. We sleep in separate quarters. He's not good at managing money or paying bills, and he's 54 years old, and I'm not quite sure what I should do.
How old are you?
I'm 54 also. I manage the bills and make sure everything is paid on time. And he's reluctant to communicate.
Oh, do you guys have kids together?
No.
Okay. If you had a magic wand and could make him whomever you wanted him to be, what would he be? What would change? What would look different?
What would change and look different is for him to take responsibility of paying bills, his portion of the bills.
No, when you say paying the bills, do you mean coming up with the money or
yes,
actually writing the checks?
Coming up with the money and finding things for us to do together as a married couple that we both enjoy.
Okay.
Not wait until I want to go on vacation for my mental health and he starts acting bent out of shape.
And he said what?
He starts acting crazy because how do you have money to go on a vacation?
Okay, all right, well, let's start. Does he have a job?
Yes, he does.
Okay, and you have a job, it sounds like.
Yes.
Okay, how much money does he bring in on a yearly basis?
About $20,000.
And how much do you bring in?
About $25,000.
Okay, so do you have money problems? I mean, it's $45,000 a year. Probably depends a little bit on where you live. Do you guys have any money left over at the end of the month?
Just a little.
Okay, so how do you pay bills? Do you just put everything in together?
I pay a percentage and you pay a percentage. That's how we
think. Well, good. That's a really good plan. That's terrific. So you would basically pay, about 10% more than he pays.
Yes, and when he can't pay his portion, I usually pick up the difference for him.
Why wouldn't he be able to pay his portion?
I don't know.
Does his paycheck come directly? Does it come in a check? Is he paid in cash? How does he get paid?
He gets paid direct deposit, but recently he had a change in job where he's making less.
Okay. Okay. Is he back up to the $20,000 or not?
No, he's down.
Is he likely to get back up to the $20,000 or not?
I don't know, but he works part-time.
Why does he only work part-time?
Because that's the only job he can get, a part-time job.
How long ago was he working full-time?
About 10 years ago.
Wow. What kind of work does he do?
He does work in a store assistant. He does things in a store, like packing, helping customers,
okay,
things like that.
Okay. What's the highest level of education he's finished?
High school diploma.
Okay. What's the highest level you've done?
College.
Okay. Do you want to stay with this dude or not? I mean, do you love him?
I'm not in love with him anymore, but I do care for him.
Do you want to stay or do you want to go?
I'm thinking about going.
Well, if you want to go, then there's no sense sort of bothering him about stuff. Why did the two of you stop having sex 7 years ago?
Oh, he's having a erectile problem.
Okay. Do you miss sex with him? Would you like to have sex with him?
No, not really, because it had gotten to a point where I really wasn't enjoying it like I used to.
Does he have sex with other people or not? Or do you know?
Yes.
He does.
He has in the past. I don't know if he's doing it now.
Was that okay with you or not okay with you?
It was okay with me because I know nobody's perfect.
If you could make this exactly what you wanted to be, I mean, then the question is, do you want to stay or do you want to go? If you want to stay,
I'm gonna go. I'm not gonna stay, but they're gonna have to. It's gonna be have to take time before I can leave because I just don't want to up and leave.
Why?
Because of financial obligations.
Okay, so what's your plan? How much do you need to put money in the bank? Do you need to get a better job?
I need to put money in the bank and get a better job, and then I can leave.
Well, understand, honey, that he's known you for two decades. He's probably not going to be surprised by this. He's probably figured this out. So look at it from his point of view for just a minute. That whether he loves you or not, he's got a situation that he's comfortable with, right? That's familiar. So the idea of helping you pay the bills, knowing that you're going to leave, it's not going to appeal to him. Trying to get a better job, knowing that you're going to leave, isn't going to appeal to him. Do the two of you own your own house or not?
Yes.
All right. So presumably, can you afford to stay there by yourself?
Yes.
Would you? So where would? I mean, one of the possible. All right. Look, you've got several possibilities, Jolene. One is to work on this marriage, to sit with him and say, look, I want us to have a sex life together, and even if you have erectile problems, you can take a medication, or we can still cuddle with each other, we can still spend time with each other. That I want us to have more intimacy in our relationship. The
second.
Yeah,
but he doesn't want to do these things, not with the sex.
Well, but I mean, it's partially up to you. All right. So one possibility is to say, let's put our marriage on better footing. You need to get a better job. I need to get a better job. We need to go places together. We need to at least sleep in the same bed. What do we have? All right. Well, but doing it. I mean, sometimes it takes more than once to get something accomplished. So that's one possibility. The second possibility.
For 7 years.
Well, but you haven't. You've been sleeping. Have you? When's the last time you said I want you to sleep in my bed with me?
2 weeks ago.
When was it?
2 weeks ago.
And what did he say?
He agrees, but he doesn't do it.
Do you think he wants to be in this marriage or not?
I'm not sure.
Well, if this is what, look, but Jolene, it still has to come from you, because if you decide that, if you said to him, look, I want to work in this marriage, and that means we both need to get better jobs, we need to talk with each other, we need to have weekly date nights, and we need to sleep in the same bed. And if you don't want to do that, then I want out of this marriage.
Okay.
All right, so wait. All right, so that's one possibility. The second possibility is that you just say to him, look, I want you out of the house, and I'll help you find a place, but I don't want to live with you anymore. We're not having sex. We don't do anything together. And you're not my enemy, but I don't want to do this anymore. The third possibility, which I'm not sure I'm very much in favor of, is the two of you could continue to do what you're doing, essentially work, live as roommates, that both of you contribute to the household expenses, that both of you run separate lives. The problem is if one of you falls in love with somebody or wants to, I mean, you can't really date while you're married to somebody else because it's really sleazy. So,
right.
I think you need to decide. The fundamental decision, Jolene, has to come about whether or not you want to stay in this marriage. If you want to stay in this marriage, then use your clout. Say, here's, I want to stay in this marriage. I don't want us to be brothers and sister anymore. I don't want us to be roommates. I want us to have sex together, or at least be in the same bed. I want us to take vacations together. I want us to date each other. I want us to talk with each other. I'll put you on hold. You think about what you want to do, because it really depends on you. It doesn't mean you'll get it, but that's the place to start. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, hi.
I think I just want you to call me an idiot and hang up.
Okay, you're an idiot. Bye.
Please don't.
Okay.
because I kind of feel like an idiot, and I know I'm being stupid, but I'll try to make it quick.
Okay.
I've been married twice.
Okay.
I've been married three times. My second marriage produced my second daughter, who's now 24 years old.
Okay.
Her mother and I divorced. I remarried a woman, and...
All right, how long were you married to your second wife?
About 7 years.
Okay.
And about 7 years to the first wife.
Okay. So that's
kind of irrelevant. The problem I'm having is with my third wife and her relationship with the daughter from the second wife.
Why is that a problem?
I don't think she's earned it.
Wait a minute. Are you still married to your third wife?
No, we're divorced.
All right, that's the complicated. All right, how long were you married to your third wife?
About 7 years.
Well, you get that itch, don't you, babe?
I get that itch, don't I? Yes.
All right, so you were married. So how old was your daughter for the 7 years that she was with? Did she live with you during that time?
No, she lived with her mom.
Okay.
And her mom and I had a very good relationship. My wife at the time, we were getting along fine. The only issues I had with her were that she didn't invest in my daughter when she was a child. She was four when I divorced her mom. So for the 7 years, 11, you know, even into, I guess we lived together for a while too. But my third wife only started, and I use the word invest, in my daughter when she was in her teens, 13, 14.
Were you still married to her at the time or not?
Yes. And her investment was, I think she's getting more out of it than she put into it.
David, let me sort of give you the overview of this to help you sort of back off your flagellation and your frustration. The two F's, I guess. One of the difficulties about being a grown-up is we have to understand, intellectually as well as emotionally, that by doing the right thing, sometimes people we don't like very much win. As long as we don't lose, we shouldn't worry about it. And this sounds to me well into that category, that it sounds like your third wife didn't like babies very much, but liked girly things. And maybe the two of them went shopping together, maybe they didn't.
Well, she liked outdoorsy things.
Okay, so she liked your daughter when your daughter could do the things that she enjoyed doing.
Absolutely.
And your daughter liked her for the same reason.
Absolutely.
So the two of them, I don't think they're doing this to spite you. They're doing it, and it's not, presumably, your daughter is very clear that wife number three ain't her mom. She's just somebody that she hangs out with. Now, if you're asking me, could there be a soupçon of revenge here to get even with you? Yeah. But so
thank
what?
You.
I'm not denying that, but it doesn't get you any place to buy into that. What you need to think about is here that clearly you're a man that, number one, likes women and women like. It sounds to me that you get bored with them at some level, but that there's a part of you that can understand that your daughter may be as frustrated as any of your wives on some level, just because daughters feel that way sometimes, that you may get bored with her and abandon her, all right? It's probably not conscious. But the more, and so she may cling to somebody as both, here's somebody I care about, here's somebody I genuinely like, and is there some unconscious kind of thing of nan or dad, when you abandon her, I'm not going to abandon her because maybe you'll abandon me, you abandon my mom. Yeah, but so what? That's something for her to work out in therapy at some point.
Do I tell her my feelings?
To what purpose? All she's going to do...
I say something like...
David,
don't tell me when you see her.
I think that's fine. I think it's fine to say, listen, there's a part of me that's jealous. There's a part of me that feels that, you know, that I was the dad. Because if you do the thing of, well, she didn't really deserve, she didn't invest,
right,
your daughter's going to say... You didn't invest either. You left mom. And where is that going to get you? It's not like, as you point out from the very beginning of the phone call, it's not like these feelings cover you in glory. So at this moment, I think it's perfectly okay to say to your daughter, listen, this is not the best part of me. I'm trying very hard to struggle and sort of bring it to the curb. But could you make me a deal that I will not resent this and I will not be, you know, possessive or petty about it or competitive?
Mm-hmm.
Just don't tell me. All right?
Okay. and call me an idiot and hang up.
Well, no, I don't think you're. Yeah, well, I already did that. I don't think you're idiotic. I just think that you need to sort of broaden the perspective and understand that your daughter is her father's child.
Okay.
That what's making you irritating about this may very well be part of the reason that she's doing it, but it doesn't benefit either of you to acknowledge that. It just benefits you, both of you, to sort of be aware, okay, there's this little glitch. What can I do to sort of smooth it out? And what she can do is focus on the fact that here's a woman that was in her life that she genuinely likes. What you can do is focus on the fact that longevity with women is not your strong suit, but investing in your daughter and allowing yourself a little bit more self-sacrifice, a little bit more flexibility, may teach you something very valuable. And in the long run, your daughter is probably more valuable than any of your wives, and she needs to be in your life longer. So you need to perhaps be a little bit more flexible with her than you have been with your wives.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's really good. I didn't think you'd be able to nail it, but you did.
Well, I'm
you
sorry
really
to disappoint
did.
You.
Oh, no. You really nailed it. I was kind of like saying, I don't know if she's going to get it. I don't even know if I can say it, but you nailed it. You did. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, David. Thank you. Well, you know, anything. I'm always grateful when people don't say, man, I don't even know why I should listen to you because you never get anything. Right?
Yeah.
That would be really upsetting. Really, you know, so this is good. But listen, I'm always grateful that anybody says anything nice at all. And as I said, last night was kind of an interesting night because everybody was on there. Yesterday must have been National Guys Are Going to Behave Night.
Yeah, I mean, maybe so, yeah.
It was great. Who didn't even do it? I mean, at one point, somebody went and got me ice. Somebody got me a drink. And honest, I was not even wearing anything particularly anything.
And sure.
I had that's what they all say. And all the trains are all disrupted, so it took me three trains to get home. Usually, I mean, I love the subway system, as you know. I love people watching on it. It's an efficient, inexpensive, effective way of getting around.
Now, what's going on with that?
My trains aren't running.
I said that in New York too.
Yeah, you can't. The 1, 2, and 3, which are a major line, and it's all of them. It's the local express.
They're
not going down. From 10 o'clock on, and it's not unusual for them to do things overnight. But 10 o'clock is a pretty early cutoff. And
yeah.
So, and it's been raining, so I had to, you know, and so, three different trains to get home. And a long time, and running through the rain, and having to get out of a train and to get back on. You know, it was just so I'm whining. But but it's really nice to know, because I'm one of those people. Whenever somebody looks a little bit confused, I say, "Can I help you?" But other people were doing it to me. I must have looked really confused. But people were really nice about helping me. So, and today is the lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, which means
Yay.
The city will be in chaos from now until January. But listen, all right, and we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on in the world today, what's going on with you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You have
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.